all the stuff you got to think about before you leave the house. I'm heading to Belper. Haven't seen Richard Mackney for ages. And we're going to a beer festival.
And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why shouldn't it be true? I get a kick out of brew.
Pretty much 2 hours later... Greetings.
Right.
How are you? Good cool. To see you.
Yeah, and you, yeah.
Yeah. This is a beast, Reckon the Market.
Yeah. Five.
The Beer Liberation.
Richard Mackney, we're in Derby. It's a short drive from his place. And what are we doing here?
It's beer festival time. Winter beer festival. The National Beer Festival, no less. Last year it moved from Manchester to Derby. So this is the second year it's been in Derby. And it's in a lovely building called the Roundhouse, which is like an old train building where you just spin trains around and work on them. And all the beers all around the edges, like 400 around the edge, so good photo opportunity there, as well as drinking opportunity, of course. Not sure we'll get to try 400.
I've been to this beer festival before, and that's why I'm back, because it was awesome. I got my little glass, and I got to experience I don't know how many beers. It wasn't kind of an experience where, I mean, it got a little bit messy towards the end, but we were quite restrained, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got to take it easy, and, you know, if you go straight in and go for the 10%ers, then you're going to be in trouble. But, you know, try and start easy and go for 3.54%, little thirds, tasters, bit of cheese of that. You know, it's like fine wine, isn't it? It's the new fine wine.
Beer, the new fine wine. I like it. Well, you are a huge fan of beer. I'm not saying that you drink all the time, but you actually craft your own, don't you? You make your own beer.
Yeah, always wanted to give it a go, and for about just over a year now, I suppose, or a year and a half, got together with one of my friends, Martin. We sort of went halves on sort of buying the kit, try and reduce the cost, and then we do brew days together, and half the work, half the cleaning, but then we half the proceeds. So, yeah, I think I can make it for about 30p a pint.
And we're meeting some people for lunch. Who are we meeting?
Yeah, well, it's become a bit of a yearly event. So we do try and sort of put the word out and say, look, who wants to join us? And, you know, we get a few people off of social media. Some people travelling like yourself, and some people are just fairly local to Derby. But yeah, you know, it's always good to have a bit of food before you get to a beer festival to, you know, make sure.
As I say, line the gut.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's
I'm sure it doesn't work.
And we're going to Derby Brewing Company's, one of their pubs, which is the Brewery Tap, which is a lovely corner building.
And so it begins.
I'm still smiling like a beer in a bowl.
Where we are already. We've only had two drinks. We're in the Brewery Tap. The brewery tap. I'm on my third. I'm on my third. I just thought we should grab some audio before everything gets chaotic and hectic, and all you hear are the sounds of people supping fine ale. We've just ordered some food, and when I say we, the royal we is
Tristan Poison.
I love that gulp, Tristan Poison.
Dickie Mackney.
That photo we saw a moment ago of you in your Speedos.
Speedos.
Yeah. Yeah. Dickie Mackney may stick.
Martin Eddy.
Richard Carlisle Smith.
Colin Mitchell.
Is this a regular outing for you guys, or is this purely for beer festivals?
Both. as regular as possible, but always for the beer festival.
It's business.
So this is... how many people are connected with... you've got to say it in this voice. Fish Media.
You mean round this table? Yeah. Well, there's only the three of us at the moment. But
we're all connected, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all connected, really, to sort of...
like a family. And it's actually you're actually connected to the festival, or at least Camera in the area as well.
We do the Derby Camera website for them. So, we have to go along and support and make sure that we...
it's a bit obvious somebody's done the website, because it doesn't look like some railway aficionado site, which is Camera websites do have a habit of being, should we say, traditional.
We just like to help bring them into the modern era, let's say.
Why is this important to you?
What, coming to the beer festival?
Just looking after Camera and being a part of beer in itself.
I think it's born out of Rich's passion for his love of his beer and his brewing his beer. But, we're blokes, we all love beer. And any excuse to come out to the beer festival and be part of it makes you feel like a little bit more special. So,
is it quite a blokey festival? Have things changed over the years? What's the proportion men to women?
I think it depends which one it is, because the Winter Festival, I think, is more blokey. Although you will see quite a few women there, and it's not just your... beery women. There are some more.
What's a beery woman?
I nearly said bearded women. So, the summer one that's held in the marketplace is more of a kind of people going out before they go out into town as well. You'll see people dressed up, revelers, ready for a good night out, not just your beer aficionados. So yeah, but the Roundhouse is a cracking venue. The Roundhouse architecture and everything, you've been before, it's amazing. So. Makes for a good atmosphere. I'd say probably Derby's coolest venue by far.
Well, we've got the velodrome now, so we'll see how that goes. New velodrome, which is going to be not just bikes, it's also entertainment as well. So see what happens with that.
Oh, it's I sigh there because there's so much to take in. I was here last time and I remember maybe 50% of it. Everything you're saying, the coolness of the venue, I remember a lot of cheese before we even got there, and then a lot of cheese when we were there. I've still got my little glass. And yeah, you pace yourself, it's third pint, so we're drinking halves right now. So when I say I'm on my third beer, I'm obviously being sensible-ish, and you can hear there's ever so slight twang to my voice, but not necessarily going into slow-mo just yet. What is everybody drinking?
Triple Hop by Derby Brewing Company. It's hoppy and light, but only 4.3%, so it's an easy one before we get going.
Ditto, triple hop.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm drinking as well.
First of the day, because I was late.
Stay away from Burton Bridge Brewery.
On tap, it's another Derby Brewing Company beer. It's always good to have one in their pub.
A double mash, a nice ruby ale.
I've stuck to... I'm on triple hop as well. And again, when you're in... the pub belonging to the brewery, it's always good to they've got so much here, so much when it comes to bottles and on tap, but a spout of loyalty before we head off and sample beers from, I don't know, what kind of, I mean, how far are some of the beers travelling to this festival today?
Well, it's the National Winter Ales Festival, so it's all from the UK.
Clue is in the title.
Yep, exactly. So, but we have 12 Derby breweries that will be there represented, so that you can try 12 different breweries from Derby. 400 odd beers, not to try all in one go, but there will be, you know, great selection from all over the UK
And Richard, have you got any tips? I noticed that we've been inside for almost an hour now and you've still got your hat on. Does this help with maintaining a level of compos mentis through epic daytime drinking?
Well, no.
If my life was as long as the moon, I'd still be jealous of the sun. If my life lasted only one day, I'd still be drunk by noon. Yes, I'd still be drunk by noon.
How old is Aeon?
As the Egyptians used to mash it up in their mouth, didn't they? And then mix water with it. I think that's how our beer started, to be honest with you.
Thank God we've got to a way of making it. We're cleaner and less phlegmy.
To sensible enjoyment and living in the moment of every mouthful. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
We're on a bus.
The bus has letters emblazoned on the outside saying beer.
Beer bus.
For those not familiar with the word, it's B-E-E-R. We've had a few, haven't we, already? We haven't even got to the festival. I'm thinking that all we're doing is lubricating the pipes in anticipation for sensible imbibement. Is that even a word? Who's paying for this bus?
It's free. Harper's
somebody
coaches.
Pays somewhere down the line.
Harper's coaches are offering it for free to the beer festival.
We're going past the venue now.
The famous roundhouse. There's two ladies at the back. I have to find out why these ladies. May I ask you, wonderful ladies?
What, darling?
You're on the beer bus.
I sure am.
I'm not saying nothing.
No comment. And what does beer mean to you?
Just like it.
She just likes it.
Well, have a wonderful day.
I will.
Are you looking out for the local beers or trying something further afield?
Further afield. Yes.
Tried all the locals.
Yes. Yes.
Good luck.
Yeah, I will.
Beer fans. Beer fans everywhere.
They keep you cool.
And we're here already. We've arrived at the National Winter Ales Festival. It's a very nice looking glass.
It is lovely.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from Nottingham, Derby.
Breweries? Are you volunteers here?
Volunteers here, yes.
What are you serving at the moment? What's popular?
What about this beer? Don't have the 15.4% one first, that'll be my recommendation.
That sounds like a tip I could definitely adhere to. These are the acoustics of a Portaloo.
Still drinking.
We found some live music.
What are you doing?
Let's start from the top again.
I've especially enjoyed the guy with the blow-up penis on his head. get an interview with him. He's an interesting lad.
I said to the balloon guy, surprise me. And this is my, this is what I've got for it, basically.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, thanks.
Yeah, how have the beers been?
I've really enjoyed them. There's been some good beers on tonight.
How are you feeling? How have the beers been?
I'm feeling all right, and the beers have been awesome.
Always been very, very excited. I've just loved every moment.
I just went for a piss, and while I was in the toilet, I put my glass on the top of the toilet roll holder, and I'm thinking, right, steady as you go, I'll just have a wee. And the next thing I see, smash, like loads of broken glass all over my shoes, all over the floor. I'm like, oh, I was trying to keep that glass, and I look around, and my glass is fine. There's a drunk guy in the cubicle next door, and I can hear him go, oh, pissed on my feet.
Feeling pretty good. Must have another swig of water, methinks.
And exhale. Yeah.